Central Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
These are the hands that can't have reached. night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on.
Your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
For a while.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about, then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation.
Stay with me, call me,
If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noone with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. So hard to find my way, now that I'm all on my own.
out the other day. My, you have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. Just the same.
Sha la 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 la.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. The rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars.
Home coming queen. You are me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts in them without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we?
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Salt together like a hand in glove.
Like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where the white glare of work lights flicker in the night on the cold, dark waters of the Potomac River, where 67 people died in the mid-air crash of a passenger jet at an Army helicopter. CBS's Boston's Beth Germano reports from the Skate Club of Boston, where six of the victims were members.
Douglas Lane lost his wife and his son.
He was just loved by everyone, from the adults running the club to the smallest skaters to the people that are, you know, competing for a shot at the Olympics. They all just adored him.
Their Russian-born coaches, Shishkova and Nomov, were married. They won the pairs title at the World Championship in 1994 and competed in the Winter Olympics twice. Their son, Maxim, a competitive figure skater for the U.S., was not on the plane.
President Trump signed an executive order calling for an assessment of aviation safety.
All I'm talking about is competence, and we want in the in that particular position, we have to have the most competent people in our country, because we're talking about lives.
Confirmation hearings are in full swing on Capitol Hill for the president's cabinet picks.
I'm Vicky Barker. President Trump's choice to run the FBI, Kash Patel, has been a frequent guest on right-wing podcasts, where he's railed against, quote, the deep state, and suggested he'd go after Trump's political enemies. Republican defenders insisting those remarks were taken out of context, and Patel himself vowing to undo what he called the weaponization of the agency under President Biden. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
HHS Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. faced a second day of questioning Wednesday, and Tulsi Gabbard took questions over her nomination to be Director of National Intelligence. An NBA star has revealed